Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show. That's a Tuesday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson back off the disabled list, fighting through the pain, battling. Sounded really good in that first hour, Gary. I was well, impressed. Because you did not sound good at all when you came in here. Yeah. I first talked to him.
Thank you. I'm drinking my, they call it sick tea. Not to give Starbucks a plug, but Starbucks, has a tea that's called sick tea. I don't know what it is, but you just, hey, let me have a sick tea.
Let me hold some of that sick tea, and I'll be back tomorrow for a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then hopefully not the next day.
Yeah.
Greg Gard, Sparky, you texted me last night.
I think he might be sick.
Hot after the Wisconsin Badger game, and Twitter was on fire about Greg Gard and his job status as Wisconsin basketball head coach. Now 3-3 in Big Ten play after they missed the tournament. What was it, for the first time in 15, 16 years last year?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know. I was on Twitter last night while they were not scoring any points in the first half yet again for back-to-back games. They're at 15 or less, I think, in the first half. And that's crazy. I mean, we've watched bad basketball from the Badgers. We've watched slow play basketball from the Badgers. We've seen all of this. But this team, man, they're just not very good. And at the beginning of the year, I think everybody, including myself, was all excited, like, hey, all right, maybe this team is finally going to do something and be better this year now that they're healthy. And it just hasn't necessarily been that way. They made a big run there in the second half of that game to get them back in it. They even took the lead after being down 21 points there in the earliest part of the second half. Got a lead and then couldn't close it at the end. And it's interesting because if you go through and you look at some of the stuff that was going on, in this game and some of the stuff that people were talking about last night, it's, you know, turnovers, it's missing shots, it's just not playing maybe the type of basketball that you've seen Wisconsin play. And when you talk about athletes, is this the most athletic team ever? Probably not, no. Right? At the end of the day. So if you don't have the athletes, you have to do all the other things correctly, right? You've got to be fundamentally sound for the most part. And when you're open for three, you got to hit that shot. What happened in the second half? They started hitting their jumpers. And when they started hitting their jumpers, Reavers kind of got them going. Once that started happening, this Badgers team started to take off. But what is also occurring amongst Badger fans is they've apparently about had enough of Greg Gard. And there was a lot of fire Greg Gard coming through on the 105.7 FM The Fan Twitter account last night. And after seeing all of that, I was like, well, clearly we're going to have to do a topic on this tomorrow. And then Bart Winkler, after I tweeted that out and said, if you want a warm-up for their show, we'll talk about it at 6:30 tomorrow morning. So I wasn't up at 6:30 to hear how Chuck and Bart talked about this. But the question is this, pretty simple. Are you losing patience with Badgers basketball coach Greg Gard? That's all I want to know. Are you losing patience? I'm not asking, should he be fired? If you want to throw that in, if you think he should be fired, that's fine. I just want to know, are you losing your patience watching this basketball team under Greg Gard? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Gary Ellerson, we've seen it before with Bo Ryan teams where they get into a little bit of a slump through midway through the season, and then they start to pick up their pace and start going in the right direction come conference tournament time, and then get on that run to get in the NCAA tournament. And that's what I was talking about last night on Twitter was, are they just in a funk, or is there something more here? And everybody answered pretty much, oh, there's definitely something more to be concerned about here. This is not just a funk with this basketball team like we've seen in the past. How do you see it for the Wisconsin Badgers? Is this just a funk? They'll figure it out and they'll be in the tournament?
Well, it's Wisconsin Badgers.
Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we know what they are. Mm-hmm. We see the football program. The basketball program mirrors the football program. Overachievers. Work real hard on defense. Pass the ball 25 times before you take a shot. Score's going to be 44-45. Maybe we get hot from the three. Maybe we don't. No real true athletes. Recruiting for academics. Not in living room with the Dukes. Not in living room with really Michigan State.
Hey, Tyler Hero.
Kentucky,
right
you
here,
saw from Tyler
Hero. Tyler Hero right here in the backyard. You had him and you lost him. You had him and you lost him to Kentucky. And everybody's got their own theory of what the hell happened there. But either way, he goes to Kentucky. He's not playing all that bad for Kentucky right now. And he's playing minutes. That for me, that's a guy you look at and go, okay, now how the hell did he get out of here? Like, how does that happen? How do Marquette and Wisconsin both allow that player to leave?
Not in living room with the Michigan States. Not in living room with the Michigans. Not in living rooms with the Kentuckys. They are what they are. And I don't know why people get mad. You just got to understand what it is. Listen, Bo Ryan gets to the Final Four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it back to back?
Yep.
Why?
It was in the national championship game.
Because he had a top 10 pick in Player of the Year in Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker, who was one of your own backyard kids. But in that same sense, Frank Kaminsky wasn't the national player
Nobody
of the year when he came
him.
In.
Nobody wanted a kid out of Illinois.
Early on, mm-hmm.
He developed.
Awful. His first year, he was awful. I mean, he didn't really take that step till his junior year.
So, Steve, I get mad when people, I want Greg Gard fired. And do you guys understand what you? And I keep coming on the radio. I've been doing this for 15 years, telling you guys the same stuff, same old Badgers. Basketball and football. Until you get the Bros and the Joes proven out for you. You go get two players, and they're both are NBA players. You're going to be in the mix. In the mix is Final Four, Elite Eight. I mean, but what you're banking on is getting these guys that you got, pass it, pick, roll around, pass it, pick, roll around, pick and roll, pack line defense. That's a lot of work. Dick Bennett almost died doing this.
He got him to a Final Four with a lot less athletes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Almost died, Steve.
And that Arizona team was stacked.
Steve almost died. Almost died. That's why he almost died. Do you know what it takes to coach a Badgers basketball team? Are you kidding me? Night in and night out when you know you don't have the best players? Are you kidding me? Do you know how hard that is to do? You know, I tell my story. 2 years ago, we're playing Ohio State. Urban Meyer just wants a first down. He just throws a screen over there to that number 21. It's supposed to get you like 5-6 yards. He took it. It was third down. He took it 80 yards to the house. How you coach that? You don't coach that.
You recruit that.
Thank you very much.
That is
the problem.
That's a God-given ability.
Folks, stop. Talking about firing this guy, it is tough to coach. Paul Chris is coaching his ass off over there. Greg Gard, you guys, now let me get you this. Can you maybe find a guy better than Greg Gard? I don't know. Maybe you can. But he's going to go through the same struggles that Greg Gard go to until you up your recruiting, meaning by when you get in the living room with Michigan State, Kentucky, Duke, and them Jokers, and actually get those kids. Then you can continue to be what you are.
And that's coming from a guy that came here from Albany, Georgia, as an 18-year-old kid to come up and live in Madison and go to UW.
Yeah, but it's just the standards are tough to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they still do, but they allow you to have what we call special players, special exemption. And sometimes you can get, you know, each class may have like two or three, one or two. You know, meaning guys, they're not great in academics,
sure.
You know, but we're going to give him some help. We're going to let him in. He's a good, great family. He ain't going to hurt nobody.
There's a part of me, though, that in this situation and in this conversation, still points back to the dude that's over the top of Greg Gard, and the one that seemingly, now he didn't necessarily put him in this position as Bo Ryan lobbied hard for Greg Gard to be his successor, Sparky. He made it pretty much open, Barry, you're going to hire Greg Gard.
And Barry was none too happy about it.
No.
But Barry has come out how many different times and talked about Wisconsin and making sure Wisconsin is the destination job. Wisconsin is where you should be at the pinnacle.
A destination job for?
For the head coach.
For the head coach that he hired.
For the head coach.
So which means what?
That this is as high as I'm going to go.
Right.
I'm going to be at Wisconsin till 20-some years. I'm going to retire. I'm going to go live in Delafield when I'm done.
Which means what? Which means that you understand and you know what the program is all about. And you're not trying to be Kentucky. And you're not trying to be Duke. And you're not trying to be Michigan. You're not trying to be Michigan State. But we want you to overachieve with what you have.
But doesn't some of that also then lend itself to the people being upset because I'm spending my hard-earned money wearing Wisconsin Badgers gear going to Badger games? But like you said, that's kind of what it is. Because it is in the NFL where you have the ability to draft everybody from the same pool. You are going to be restricted of who you can get.
Correct.
If you look at the talent level on this team, okay?
What talent level?
Hold on. So,
what
talent? Ethan Happ, right?
What is he?
Okay, what is he? So, earlier on this year, I've heard some people say he's bottom of first, early second round pick, Ethan Happ. Now, is he a second round pick? For me, I don't think he plays well in the NBA. I don't think he transitions well in the NBA.
Is that John Luer still in the NBA?
Still in the NBA.
If John Luer can be in the NBA, this Jorge here might can be in the NBA too.
John Luer can shoot. Ethan Happ is just around the basket.
Well, that's all you gotta do, Steve.
That's not what the NBA is anymore.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Man, I was watching Zion Williamson at Duke. That dude can't shoot.
No.
That dude, they sack off that dude. Go ahead. Take the shot,
Yeah.
Go get
it. Yeah,
and that dude still got 35 last night in a loss.
Yeah, that dude do a lot of other stuff.
Scary.
Yeah.
Right.
He
is scary.
But how does he transition to the NBA? And how are they going to deal with him? I think he's a beast and a bad, bad man. Don't get me wrong. I just want to see how he translates to the next level. This isn't the 1980s basketball that Charles Barkley played in. That's not what this is. The bully ball and all that stuff that is his strength right now in college. I don't know how that plays in the NBA.
Well, you know what he has to do? He has to be Giannis.
But he's not Giannis.
No. It's
just
the
not more
special.
Yeah, sure. But I just don't know how he translates.
So what I'm saying is he has to be Giannis. What I'm saying is he comes in with a deficiency and then works on his game.
Correct.
And gets
and
a dependable.
He's got to have that work ethic to go. Correct.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He comes in and turns into a trailer. That's not going
to
be so good.
Yeah, it's not going to be so good.
So, he could ease his way out of the league. He's already big.
Can you do the cross sign with cross sign, cuz?
Why? What did I
do? Zion?
Is he? No, trailer.
Oh, yeah, trailer's dead.
Is he dead?
He's dead.
All right.
So, Ethan Happ. Okay, so that's what he is. Reavers. I don't know if Reavers is going to be a pro. I have no idea. I highly
doubt it.
We'll see. I mean, he's got length, and he can shoot. So, that might be good enough to play in the league at some point. Dimitrik Trice. I was fooled. Gary told me I was being foolish early in the basketball season when I was buying Dimitrik Trice being greatly improved and a difference maker on this team, and this could change everything, and that hasn't lived up to the hype at all, so I was wrong on him. Brad Davidson, never been a fan, never been sold on. He shot the ball better last year than he pretty much has this year, so was never on board there. Khalil Iverson, another one. Milltown tweets in, anybody knows that Iverson kid has not improved at all since his freshman year.
He's just an athlete.
Okay, so is that on the coaching staff?
No.
That's not on the coaching
staff?
No. Well, the coaching staff made Kaminsky better, right? He got better and he got improved. Gary, how is it different from football to basketball then? You don't even have to answer this. Tell me after the break. But football to basketball, right? At football, you go, stars doesn't matter. We're going to coach our kids up and they're going to be great. Okay. So if stars don't matter in football and you got to coach them up, then I don't know how you can come at me with basketball and go, well, it's on the coaching staff. Fault he's not any better. Gary can explain after the break. Go ahead.
And he will. At 414-799-1250, you can weigh in as well. It's the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day on a Tuesday edition. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in the building as well. Here on the Wendy's Big Show, talking with you at 414-799-1250. And just asking a simple question. Not asking for anybody to be fired. We don't need anybody to lose their jobs. But are you losing patience with Greg Gard? Gary Ellerson said before the break that he was not, but Steve Sparky Pfeiffer animatedly asked you a question, Gary. So I have to make sure that we refresh the question, and then because we're always getting new listeners.
Yeah.
You come in and drop a pipe bomb on us of how you respond.
I mean, it's simple. We were talking about Khalil Iverson. Milton brought it up on Twitter and that he's not getting any better. And I said, well, is that on coaching? And Gary, for the 2 seconds I let him talk, said no. And my response was simply, if you talk about the Badger football team and, oh, stars don't matter, coaches got to coach them up, and then they play in the NFL, it's all about the coaches, coach, coach, coach. How is it any different then for football to basketball to hold the coaches responsible for coaching up these players?
So football is different because it's the ultimate team sport. And I can scheme with 11 guys to make a guy look better than what he really is. In basketball, you're just out there. Can you shoot or can't you shoot?
Yeah, from that perspective, but can't you get guys better in some aspect? Kaminsky got better as a basketball player, tremendously better.
Well, I tell you this, but Kaminsky does not have the athletic ability of Iverson. Not an ounce of that.
That's true.
None of that.
And you're seeing that now that he's in the NBA.
Yeah, none of it.
He got posterized 2 weeks ago, and it was
slow
one of the
feet.
Scariest things I've seen.
He made himself into a better shooter within that offense and within what they did, because he probably was a better shooter. Iverson can't shoot. He's just athletic. All he can do is jump and dunk. But we've seen those guys for 100 years in the NBA. There's been some guys. What's that? We've had some guys like that. Was it Baby Jordan?
Harold Miner.
You remember Harold Miner?
Yep.
I mean, we've had guys in the NBA that could just jump but didn't really have a jump shot. But, Steve, you're right. Now, in the NBA, though, can't play like that no more in the NBA. NBA ain't taking them guys no more. You got babies shoot it. So, really, football's the ultimate team sport. I can hide guys more in football. In basketball, it's more about one-on-one stuff, and either you have it or you don't. Some of these guys can get a little bit better, but some guys' jump shots are just broke. Like my son, Brock Ellerson. Jump shot?
Ugly?
Broke.
He didn't get yours?
Huh?
Now, I've never seen your jump shot, so I don't know exactly if yours is broke or not either.
Man, you just call my mom. I could have went to college on a basketball scholarship. Man, ask my mom.
I wish your knees were better.
I shoot from the emblem, cuz.
Mike's in St. Louis. He's next on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Better.
Gary and Sparky, you know what? This is the deal. You know, I don't know if Greg Gard's a good coach or not. He may be. It's real, and I'm losing patience. Yes, it's real simple.
What's it, Mike?
You've got to recruit Wisconsin kids. You're not going to win. You're going to be better. The best you're going to be in the Big Ten recruiting second-tier white boys from Minnesota is middle of the pack.
Well, how many kids we got from Wisconsin, Steve? Put it up.
Let me give you some names.
Okay.
There are five players in the Milwaukee metro area right now. Sophomores and juniors. I'm going to rattle the names off.
Okay.
Jalen Johnson from Nicolet High School.
Not getting him.
He's not going to Wisconsin.
No, probably not. Nope.
Duke.
Nope.
Or straight to the NBA if he can. He's got a teammate. His name is Sibley, 6'10". All the big boys want him. Syracuse, George Marquette, Indiana. He won't play for the Badgers. Okay. Let's go to Sussex Hamilton. There's a sophomore on that team that's rated number one in the country sophomore year. His dad coaches UWM. He's not going to Wisconsin. Now, here's one more school. Milwaukee, Washington has got a junior that's 6'6 power forward and a 6'10, 6'11 center that's either a sophomore or a junior. They're both rated. In fact, the tall guy, the 6'11 guy, is rated 2 or 3 in his class. Neither one of them will play for Greg Gard. You got to get the good Wisconsin, Milwaukee kids. You know, Bo Ryan recruited Devin Harris. What, was that his name, Devin Harris?
Yeah, Devin Harris.
Yeah, he took him to two. He led him to two titles, Big Ten titles.
Oh yeah.
Who was the power forward that played for Milwaukee? Vincent. His older brother played at Purdue and had a long NBA.
The Landry career. Brothers.
The Landry.
Marcus and Carl.
Yep. Marcus Landry was from Milwaukee. Vincent. He led them to two Big Ten titles, or was an instrumental part in it.
Yeah.
I mean, They gotta get a coach in there that can recruit Milwaukee kids. There's so much talent in that city. It's insane.
Do you remember the kid? Yeah, what?
Tyler Hero went to he's a freshman.
Yeah, he was going as a shooting guard at Kentucky.
Check his stats out. I think he's averaging about 14, 15 points a game.
They're nice.
Yeah, he's legit.
Hey, here's one more for you. Here's one more for you. Jordan Poole, starting guard for Michigan, who's going to play in the league.
Yeah.
Guess what high school he went to?
Tell me.
Rufus King.
There you go. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the phone call.
Four guys on the roster from Wisconsin.
Four? That's pretty light.
Do you want to know who what four they are?
Yeah. Very low.
Brevin Pritzel. Mm-hmm. And you can argue he hadn't gotten any better.
No, he ain't.
Because I've been all over that kid.
Yeah, that kid ain't
good. So that ain't gotten any better. No. Trevor Anderson.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Don't know who that is.
No. I think he's hurt. Pretty sure he got hurt.
Yeah,
Kobe King.
Yeah. Love Kobe King.
He was supposed to be much better than he's been.
He does look a little bit better since he's gotten on the floor last couple of nights.
And he got hurt, too, last year. So he had that going on.
Kobe King.
Owen Hamilton.
Yeah. Man, what are these other jokers from?
7 foot. Kid from Prescott, Wisconsin.
Prescott.
Sophomore.
Scott.
I want on my team from Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Minnesota. A lot of kids from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Big time.
How many kids got
He was
Minnesota?
Right on that one.
Nate Reavers, Minnesota. Brad Davidson, Minnesota. Joe Hedstrom, Minnesota. So that's three. Is that it? Nope. Walton McGrory is Minnesota. And
Did you see Wisconsin play Minnesota?
Yeah.
Did you see that game?
It was tough.
Yep.
Did you see the Minnesota kids?
Yep.
They didn't look like the Minnesota kids that Wisconsin has. Just saying.
Yeah, but are those kids all from Minnesota?
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Now, I do also wonder how many that would be on the number 15 Marquette team, though, too. Because, I mean, obviously you have the Hauser brothers are the Wisconsin stays.
But think about this, though.
Other than that, it's different to see.
But hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
You get one Hauser, you get the other, right?
Yeah, right. Sure.
You get Wally Ellenson, I get Henry Ellenson.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just family recruiting.
Right.
Okay, I'll take Wally, even though he's probably not all that great.
Right.
But if that gets me Henry,
right,
who's going to be a lottery pick, okay,
I'm
I'll take
there.
Him.
Yeah.
They did nothing, by the way, with Henry Ellenson. But they didn't even make the tournament with a lottery pick.
No.
That's ridiculous. Like, I still get mad even thinking about the fact they had Henry Ellenson and couldn't get to the
tournament.
But they
had nobody else.
Right. Now, this year, Wojo has the most talented roster he's had to this point. For sure. And Marcus Howard is leading them.
Yeah.
But even when Marcus Howard goes, they're set up now with incoming talent, recruiting classes, where this should be sustainable for Wojo.
Right.
And like you said before the season, Wojo's kind of on the hot seat here. He better do something this year.
Right. He
and he's got the highest ranking right now that he's had since he's been there.
Yeah, he
there was some questions becoming and nervousness and patience being lost with Steve Wojciechowski. You're completely
right.
You want
to talk to Ram?
Let's get Ram in the north side in here.
What's up, Ram? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Gary and Big Tiles and Sparky?
What's up?
I'm just going to build on what the last person said.
I'm an assistant coach
of Morris Marshall, and a lot of those players he mentioned I've seen play this season, straight ballers.
Yo, yeah.
Straight ballers. Now, the ones he did miss, Martin Luther has a 6'9 kid over there that's averaging 25 points a game. He's a senior, unsigned. Milwaukee Madison has a 6'7 kid that's averaging 31.6 points a game.
Jeez.
And their record is 9-4, named Kyron Gaines. I'm not for sure where he's at. And Hope School got Gary, you know, I was sending you a thing about the high school that's ranked.
Yeah.
These are all high school that I've seen play this year.
Right.
You know, so what I'm saying is I'm agreeing with what you all were saying about you gotta recruit in your backyard.
What dog?
You know what I mean, Gary?
These guys got to get in school.
Yeah, they got to get it. Like, okay, we got a kid that's a little rough academically. You know, you say, okay, look.
Do you know how many times what's the kid named Steve that went to Maryland?
Diamond Stone.
Do you know how many times Diamond Stone took the doggone test to try to get into Wisconsin?
Probably
do you know?
30.
Huh?
He took it quite a few times.
Yes.
He took it.
And they were holding the scholarship out. They were waiting. That's the problem at Wisconsin right there, cuz. That's why some of them kids ain't going to Wisconsin right there.
But Gary, don't you agree this? It's like you got to ask yourself, are we going to play for the national championship?
No.
Type players,
no.
Or are we going to play for the conference championship?
We're going to play for the Sweet 16. We're going to try to get hot, get to Elite Eight, and if we just so happen to get to the Final Four. That's same old Badgers. How we not know that after now, Ram?
But you tell telling the truth, Gary. I'm not disagreeing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, how we not know that? And then y'all want to fire Greg Gard. Get out of here.
No, I'm just saying Greg.
I know, not you. I'm just saying these people Steve talking to on Twitter. You guys are worse than the Taysom Hill people that tearing up my Twitter line right now.
That's next hour. Just,
no, that's next hour. We ain't got enough time to handle that, Steve.
Appreciate it, Ram.
We ain't got enough time to handle Taysom Hill next hour. I'm gonna lose my natural damn mind. I'm already hot right now with this whole Badger thing.
Craig Evans, also one of the scariest football players I've ever seen, Gary. Same thing that you had the conversation with.
What's that?
Of Diamond Stone getting into school.
Who said that?
Craig Evans. Craig Evans.
Yeah.
Big defensive tackle joker that played at
Michigan State.
One of the scariest football players I ever saw live.
Yeah, that was another Gary Anderson recruit that he couldn't get in.
Gary's pissed off about that.
True Golden Eagles tweets at 105.7 FM. The fan, remove Happen Iverson from this team. You have all players recruited and developed by Greg Gard. Is that good enough to compete in the Big Ten consistently?
No.
No, it's not. I don't think it's close.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough to recruit, man.
But it's a lot tougher to recruit for yourself than it is for Bo Ryan. It's a lot tougher to recruit for yourself than it is for Mike Krzyzewski. See, and that's just it.
What you mean?
Oh, we're going to go get a hotshot assistant that's going to come in here, and he could have had player X to go to Duke, or he could have had player X to go play for Bo Ryan.
Who the hell Bo Ryan got?
We talked about all the guys that are in the NBA who Bo Ryan
had. Oh, what guys?
Didn't we just have this conversation?
What? Hey, Bo got one guy.
Devin Harris is in the NBA, or was in the NBA, whatever. Devin Harris, John Luer.
Alondo Tucker.
Alondo Tucker. Marcus Landry.
Those guys ain't did nothing, man.
They were in the NBA,
though. Those guys ain't did nothing, cuz. Those guys, I'm talking about.
You're talking about Hall of Famers?
No, man, I'm talking about them guys dooting them, get them Orlando Tuckers and them guys, man. Look at them guys when they came out of high school, man. I'm talking about real guys, man.
What are you talking about?
You all talking about John Lord and
Devin Harris.
I give you Devin Harris. They got Devin Harris and your boy that's in there right now from Sheboygan.
Sam Decker.
That's it. Kaminsky.
Yep, Kaminsky.
But he ain't, I don't even count him. Because nobody wanted him.
I'm talking about recruiting jokers. At a high level.
Yes. That go to the NBA. They don't do that. They never have. Okay, I give you Devin Harris.
And I'm going to give you Decker. That's
Decker's
it. Legit, yeah.
Who else? Now, hey, Trayvon Hughes was nice.
He was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He was nice.
He's playing overseas.
Your boy, that played for Ohio State, his son.
Oh, Jim Jackson's kid.
Nice. Okay.
But not special.
Right.
No.
I'm looking for special. Get me some of them jokers. They can't. Okay. Steve, we were having a fit about the boy from Maryland.
Diamond Stone.
You remember that?
Yep.
We were freaking out.
You imagine how good Wisconsin would have been.
With him on that team.
They would have won the national championship.
What?
They would have won the national championship.
And you remember the boy that went to UCLA?
Kevon Looney.
Looney, yep.
Went right the street up here, yep. Off of
Hamilton.
Right beyond Forest Home up there.
Played at Hamilton, yep.
Yes.
Yep.
You see they fired Steve Alford?
Yep.
Yep.
But he said he's a man of God, so he'll be okay.
Right. Then if you got God on your side, you ain't got to worry about
that. That's all he can ask for. Yep.
Looney's going to get paid too, yo.
That's what I want to be. Yeah.
He is going to make some money in the league.
He's going to get paid.
Are we going to take these phone calls? I think we should take these phone calls.
Yeah. The first Anthony Mandela's got to give us the latest in the world of sports. Is that cool with you? Gary, you all right?
Gary got up off his chair screaming and yelling.
That's sick tea. I don't know what's in there. There's got to be some Red Bull or something in there. It's a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show. That means it's a Tuesday. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the legend in the city of Milwaukee, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, and myself, Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, but no one really cares about that. 414-799-1250. Rachel Bennett. Anthony Mandela said it. Benetti or something like that. I don't want to butcher her name, but she.
Rachel Bennetti.
Yeah, but she. Ooh. On
she
the
little, you know what she looked like?
Lock It In.
You know what she
show
like
on
bit?
Fox Sports 1.
She looked like Molly Cruz a little bit.
Little bit?
I think.
I'm gonna
not
stop.
Her complexion is not as dark, but yeah, something like
I don't
that.
Know what the I don't know what the well, company
what's,
guidelines
what's her last
are.
Name,
what's her last name, Anthony? The girl on television?
Rachel Bonetta?
Rachel Bonetta. I was close, Bonetti. I was close enough. Right. Yeah. Man. Good show.
All right, talking about the Wisconsin Badgers right now. Are you losing patience with Greg Gard? And some people tweeting in. Mike tweets in, says, don't forget about Wes Matthews and Vander Blue, both from Madison, both. went to Marquette.
Now, that was under Bo Ryan.
Wes Matthews' daddy played at Wisconsin.
Wasn't he a legend?
Wes wasn't going to Wisconsin
because he didn't want to follow his dad, right?
Or his mom.
His mom was a huge athlete, too.
Yeah.
You remember you telling me about
that.
Yeah,
wasn't going there.
Right. So he goes to Marquette, plays in the league. Remember, he was part of that famous freshman class for Marquette with the three guards. So you have that. And then Vander Blue, I thought, was going to Madison and then flipped. And then everybody lost their minds.
Something happened there.
Everybody lost their minds about that. And now he's had a really good run in the G League there for a long time.
But, dude, that was, what's your boy name at Vitek?
Buzz Williams.
Buzz can get you now.
Buzz can get you some recruits.
Yeah.
And then turn him into something. See Jimmy Butler. That was his very first recruit was Jimmy Butler at Marquette out of Texas.
Yeah, because we ain't trying to hold the ball 45 minutes, taking our way down to the shot clock with Buzz.
And Buzz also used to go at the JUCO players too, like Jimmy Butler, and be able to get those athletes that maybe you might not be able to get it.
Tom Crean never even bothered.
You remember that time I pissed everybody off at Marquette when I did the their poster?
Yep.
They were pissed off.
They already didn't like me, and then Gary went and pissed them off, and that was the end of that. Okay, so awesome.
Did not represent their student body. Let's just say that.
That's what you said on the air that day,
poster,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, let's get to the phone call.
Let's get Jim in Lannan.
Let's go, Jim. Oh, this would be great.
You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Jim?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey Jimmy,
fantastic.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I missed. Did you guys bring up Frank Kaminsky?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But back to your point, Gary. I agree with you right now with our coach we got right now. We're losing a lot of talent. We're going to be without a good recruiter. I mean, Tyler Herro, they brought Calipari in here at the last minute. Gone, and when I look at watching the Badgers play basketball, I played a little basketball in my day, but I'm like, I watch
Jim, where'd you play at, Jim?
I played at Tulsa East and UW Platteville.
My man.
Nice.
Oh, who's at Platteville?
Jeff Gard.
No, at that time, Bo Ryan.
You're going way back.
No.
Jeff Gard on the College Hoops Show this Sunday.
You're 2. You're an old guy, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
What I'm saying is Bo could get in some talent. I don't – this coach is – he's a Platteville disciple, but I don't see it. We're just losing all this talent, and I think we need a bigger name in that. And I think the point to get that bigger name is when Bo retired, and Bo wanted that – he wanted a
guard,
and I wish they would have just went for a big name at that point.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Even though you cheer for or went to the wrong pioneer school in the state of Wisconsin. Pete's in Appleton. He's next on the fan. What's up?
I like that.
What's
up, Pete?
What's up, Petey? What's going on, man?
Hey, everybody keeps saying that, that Wisconsin can't recruit with some of these big schools because of the academics and they have a hard time getting. But I just find that as an excuse because last time I checked, Michigan had very high academic standards, and they're number two in the country right now.
But they have low academic standards as far as getting kids into their athletic program.
Okay, I'll give you that. But there are other schools that do have, higher academic standards that do get recruits. Look,
like, for example, who?
Well, I'll be honest with you, and off the top of my head, I wasn't really thinking about that.
Well, then you can't make that statement then if you weren't thinking about it.
So there's no other schools out there that have high academic standards?
Well, Stanford does.
Duke does. Duke has very, very high academic standards.
There are some teams out there. But we're not recruiting those kids, though. Those are kids we're not.
Yeah, but we're not recruiting those kids because they don't want to play in the style that Wisconsin plays.
Dude, what's that boy named Zion? Zion ain't coming to Wisconsin.
These guys do not want to come to Wisconsin to play in this slow-down, defensive-oriented schemes. And for that aspect alone, that's why Wisconsin, if they want to ever challenge for a championship, they're going to have to switch their style, and then they're going to have to go after a different coach that's going to play that up-tempo style. That's what the kids want to play.
That's true.
We lost Tyler Herro to Kentucky.
Well, no, that's why you lost all those guys to Marquette.
Yeah.
Exactly. They want to play
that high-flying
style of basketball.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks for the phone call.
Appreciate it, Pete.
Appreciate it.
Understandably though, why kids want to play that style of basketball, because that's where you're recruiting me. You're recruiting me when I'm at an AAU tournament, and we're going up and down the floor, scores 99, 97.
Boston, guys. and you want me to come in and set like 20 picks.
Travs and Brown Deer. One more call before we get to Eric Name of the Athletic talking about. What's up, Trav?
Yep. I hear you, Gary. But maybe, you know, Dwayne's part of the alum in Marquette. And what about Finley in Wisconsin? Both came out of Chicago. I mean, they go to the both schools. They had great success in the NBA. Maybe during summer they can go with the staff, talk with some kids. You know, education's always important.
Always important.
It's if you blow a knee and you got something to rely upon.
Have you ever blown a knee out, Trey?
That's a good point.
Yes.
You blow your knee out?
Yes.
What were you doing?
Football, though. Mm-hmm.
Where you played at, Trey?
Preble.
Oh, Green Bay Preble?
Yep.
No way, Green Bay, dude.
Yes. I played at Green Bay East my freshman year, but they were just run the football.
Yeah.
So I transferred to Preble.
He said, I'm getting out of here, going to win some games.
What position you play?
What?
What position did you play?
I played shooting guard. So
shooting guard. Oh, filling up.
Okay. Yep.
My man.
Cashing it in.
Yes, sir.
Trav?
Yep.
We appreciate it, man. Thanks, Trav. Thanks, Trav and Brown Deer. We got to put a quick break on these, but we are going to get back to this at 5 o'clock.
I know who I wanted to fire him.
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus.
Just want to be ahead of the curve.
That was amazing. He's cold-blooded.
He's full of it today, isn't he? He just come out. Go ahead and tell us, Steve.
I want Dwayne Stevens from Michigan State.
Okay.
He's been there for 100 years. Sure. He was here on the Marquette staff with Kareem.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a recruiter.
Yeah.
To me, he knows the Midwest. He knows Michigan. He knows Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio State. He can recruit here. He knows the Big Ten, the recruiting wars, who he's got to deal with on the recruiting trails. I think that makes a lot of sense.
You guys, you better friends with him than you are with Tom Crean?
With Dwayne Stevens?
Yeah.
Steve. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Steve. Yeah.
I'm good with Dwayne Stevens. He's good with me.
It's about to fit.
I understand.
Stevens doesn't fit.
Maybe not. I'm just telling you who I'd want. I'm not going to sit there and argue with you about whether or not they'd
outside.
Hire him.
They went outside. Barry Alvarez went outside the box when he hired Gary Anderson. That just wasted all over him. Spilled all over his face.
But I don't think Stevens would like dramatically change what they do.
No, but
Wisconsin and Michigan State aren't that different.
But he want that boy over at Washington. He want that boy over at what he sees.
Correct. And now Barry's got to let him get those guys in. And whether or not that happens, I don't
know. Like I just said.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
You went and got Gary Anderson. That was Gary's whole thing. And it just did. Listen, did Gary like win like 10, 11 games his first year? It's not like he wasn't winning.
Blew out a team in the Big Ten championship.
He was winning here. But he just couldn't get who he wanted. You know why? Because he had to work too hard.
And he had a really, really gross neck beard. He didn't shave it up cleanly.
Ooh, Gary Anderson?
Gary Anderson.
Did he really?
Gross neck beard.
Really?
I didn't know
that. I'm all with you. I think neck beards, I think of Jay Cutler.
Oh, that's savage. You see Jay Cutler on his TV show?
Kyle Orton, I should say. Not Jay Cutler. Kyle Orton.
And your boy, too.
That was a bad neck beard.
Your boy.
Right?
Luck.
Oh, Andrew Luck.
That's a bad neck beard.
Just in general, there's.
Hey man, I ain't talked to you about your boys.
No, was he cold? I had to talk about Harry's razors. Do this another time.
He was cold.
Harry's razors.
He's so mad at me.
Just stop. Please stop. Well, I just went off about this.
He did a red fire. He was cold.
He told me don't bet on him.
Stop.
Oh, it's your fault.
It's my fault.
Okay.
Harry's razors. Now listen, I just got done saying earlier that. Off the air, not on the air, but we do our World According to Sparky podcast talking about Disney World and so forth. And my fiance Kay and then Andy Spitzer, another person here in the building, we do this every week. And Andy is trying to convince us to go back to Disney World again this year. And we have things that we need to save for. And I'm trying to convince him, it's probably not a great idea, but he's working really hard to convince me that we should still spend our money and go regardless of the situation, which means now I'm going to have to be smarter about money. Harry's can help you with that. Harry's razors can save you about $100 a year if you're a regular shaver. It really is a no-brainer. Electric shavers, garbage. Throw them out. Use Harry's razors. I brought this up to a recorded spot the other day. I'm not even sure if it's running. But just had a situation the other day. Got a 14-year-old who first time wants to shave, very first time.
Nice.
You get him the best of the best, right? Get him that Harry's Razors. I remember an old episode of Cosby's using this old rusty, Theo using this old rusty razor that his dad and granddad and granddad's dad used. Ah! No, give him a nice Harry's Razor to start off with, right? And then the kid will use Harry's Razors forever, and he'll be a better person for it. Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. And all you have to do is use Sparky at Harry's.com. That's Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y. Check this out. Harry's Razors, the replacement cartridges are just $2 each. They got rid of upcharges and about half the price of their leading competitor. It really is silly. 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, you will. Let them know and they'll give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. S-P-A-R-K-Y. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3. Free shipping when you use code SPARKY at Harry's.com. Join the millions who've already switched and go to Harry's.com today. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer.
Wendy's Big Show back with Eric Name of the Athletic. Bucks in Heat tonight from Fiserv Forum. Talk about it next on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Eric Name of the Athletic about to join us and talk some Bucks before they get set to take on the Miami Heat. But first, good luck from the Fan as you text into our national text contest to win $1,000. Eric Name, he's on the phone, so I don't think he was able to text in stock to the national contest. He's on the Great Midwest Bank hotline talking Bucks with us. Eric, thanks for joining us.
I was trying to type it in real quick, but I figured this is probably a little bit more important. I'll have to do that after.
Oh, you probably don't need it with all that athletic money anyway. Talking tonight with Dwayne Wade back in Milwaukee in the Miami Heat joining. He will come back one more time, but Miami Heat fans in Milwaukee definitely for a long time would come out to this game. Do you expect to see any of that tonight?
No, not that. I mean, there's going to be some Marquette jerseys, and obviously Wade's number hangs in the rafters, and they're going to do a nice thing for him on Sunday coming up here for the Marquette game. But, no, I mean, I don't expect a lot of that. I think, you know, there's the bandwagon has moved on to, you know, getting their Lakers jerseys out again, putting the 24 to a 23 on the back of their Kobe jersey or wearing their Steph Curry jerseys. Like, but that's when the bandwagoners come out. I don't see that happening too much with Miami fans.
Now, because you're getting to travel around with the Athletic, we talked about this the other day and just asked, you know, is Giannis at that level now or getting closer to that level where he is like Michael Jordan, where he is like LeBron or Kobe, where you are seeing fans from other towns coming out just to watch Giannis play even more so than maybe their own team?
Yeah, I think we're kind of – and the tough part that kind of makes this tough to decipher is that I think we've been here for probably a couple of years just because of his Greek heritage. Like, I think I've been to – I don't even know – 5 or 6 Greek heritage nights at this point.
Right.
where they just have, you know, 2,000 tickets that are, you know, Greek – fans in that area that want to support their guy Giannis. So that has, to me, that kind of sped it up where I think it would have been probably this year where you would have started to see the Giannis jerseys come out and people in their respective cities start to wear Giannis jerseys. So I think that kind of got sped up a little bit with his Greek heritage and kind of starting that just in so many cities a few years back. But now I do think just on a general night, like you are to a spot where one of the bigger ovations of the night during starting lineups is going to be for Giannis, but no matter what city he's in. And, you know, one of the most worn jerseys at any game is going to be Giannis. Like that's just how it is. And, you know, he connects well with people. And, you know, when you look at the All-Star voting, you don't see a lot of other Bucks players in the All-Star voting. So that must mean there's some other people across the world voting for Giannis. And, you know, I think you can kind of see that when you see all the Giannis jerseys out at away games, and just just there to support their guy Giannis.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you surprised, though, the start that they've got off to as a team?
Surprised?
Because if you figure at one point they had the best record in the NBA.
Yeah, that might. So here's the tough thing. So going into the year, started in July, I told anyone that would listen, the Bucks are winning 50 games this year.
Yeah, so Steve had about 55, I think.
Yep.
So, like, that was something I would say. And then, you know, once it got to preseason, you know, a lot of people asked me if I'd want to bump it up to 55 because they did look like they had kind of figured some things out. They were shooting so many threes, and it was like, okay, yeah, maybe I could bump it up to 55. If they would have won that game on Friday against the Wizards, they would have been on pace for a 60-win season. So, I mean, I think there's a little bit of – for me, there's a little bit of surprise of just how good they were just so quickly. I think how quickly they took to the system and how quickly they started dominating just games on a night-to-night basis. So it's not like – it's not a shock, but I guess there probably is a little bit of surprise that it's been just so good so quick.
Eric, talking with Eric Name of The Athletic, covers the Bucks for The Athletic Wisconsin and TheAthletic.com, joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show, Tuesdays 3:48. When I was doing the show on Sunday for Stevie, the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro's postgame show, we'll have it tonight after the game. Thon Maker, the only dude that didn't get into the game in a blowout game against the Atlanta Hawks, was I just being a media guy and reading into that, or is there some reason why Jason Smith got his warm-ups taken off before Thon Maker did?
I don't read anything into it. Strangely enough, to me it felt like Thon is above garbage time, which is weird because he wasn't in the rotation. And I don't know, Thon's just kind of in this weird spot where I do think Buck views him as someone that isn't a garbage time guy. Like, he is a real rotation guy. But ever since Ersan came back, he said, you know, Ersan's my guy and we're going to bump Thon down a little bit. But it hasn't been enough to get him into the full rotation. He's just at that, like, 11 spot where Bud on most nights is only going to go 9 or 10 deep. So there's no way Jason Smith is above Thon in the rotation. That was just, you know, at the end of the game, I think Thon is a little bit better than going in for garbage time. So we'll just keep him out for the game.
How big of a game is it for the Bucks tonight against the Heat, knowing this is a team that you could obviously face in the playoffs? Heat coming in currently as the sixth seed, one game over 500. That's my first question. My second question on top of that is, have you noticed whether or not Budenholzer coaches a little bit differently in games that maybe he wants to win? Jason Kidd certainly did when he was here.
Yeah, Jason did do that a lot. I think, all right, I'll start with the first part. I don't think this is a big game. I think the only thing that makes it kind of big is Eric Spoelstra, I think, is a great coach and has, for the entirety that Giannis has been a star, schemed Giannis really well. They just defend him really well, and particularly so in Miami. He's had some of his worst games in recent memory in Miami. You think back to the back-to-back earlier this year. So he's had some really bad ones in Miami, but I don't think he's scored over 24 points in a game against the Heat in the last 2 years, which is obviously like where his averages were for the last couple of years. So he hasn't scored more than 24 against the Heat in the last 2 years. So it's a team he struggles against. That would be the only way that I would say it's big, is that, you know, if this is a team that you're going to face in the playoffs, having a good game under your belt against them in the last calendar year would be something that you'd want for confidence. And then, you know, with Bud, one of the largest criticisms of Bud as a coach was that he doesn't make adjustments, that he plays to his system. He's going to run his schemes on the offensive and defensive end, and that's what they're going to do night to night. And I thought that was a very prevalent criticism in the Bucks' eighth game of the season. They start off 7-0, they go to Boston. Bud largely rolls out the same game plan. The Celtics pick and pop them to death until the fourth quarter, where they finally start to decide to switch a little bit and play a little bit more aggressively. So at that moment, it did feel like, oh, this is kind of same old Bud. But, you know, in the last 2 months since then, we've really seen him be willing to deviate from his normal game plan. Obviously, the Rockets come to mind, just the way that they defended James Harden, but also, you know, the second time they played Charlotte, they went to switching in the second quarter. They switched again the other night a little bit. I guess the last time they played Miami, they switched some in that one as well. So we've seen him be more open to trying things that are outside of their normal game plan. And you know, I think for Bucks fans, that should kind of quell some of your concerns, because that was a large criticism of Buck coming in, was that, you know, he's a regular season coach and he's going to have a system and he's going to win regular season games, but when it comes time to make adjustments, he won't do it. And I thought he's been very good at that this season.
Eric, I don't know if it was the last time we talked to you or the time before, but we talked after the Utah game and saw what Quinn Snyder and the Jazz did with Gobert guarding Giannis most of the night. Have you noticed other teams taking to that philosophy and throwing their big on Giannis, trying to shut him down earlier in the drive?
Not a ton. I think there's only one Rudy Gobert in the league. So if you do try it with another center, it's just probably not going to work out as well, just because they're not as talented and they can't stay quite as vertical as Gobert did. So I think it's something to keep an eye on for the rest of the year, just because if you treat Brook Lopez more like a two guard, maybe you can limit him and, you know, you just put a four on him instead of your five man, you put a four on him and just run him off the 3-point line. So I think that can be something that teams do. And I think a lot of it is just kind of largely personnel based. Like if you have the personnel to do it, maybe you do say, all right, we're going to put our center on Giannis and we're going to stick him in the middle of the lane and make Giannis drive at him. But not everyone has Rudy Gobert. Like, I think it's a tough scheme to try to run if you just have a kind of run of the mill center.
Is there anything offensively that you would like to see this team do differently?
I think the big thing for me is just kind of in some ways getting back to what they were at the start of the year. I think at the start of the year, they were shooting a ton of threes. The league kind of adjusted to them. They had that terrible slump in the month of December.
Yep.
Where obviously it was Chris Middleton that kind of caught all the headlines. But I think in his last 15 games, Eric Bledsoe's shooting 18% from the 3-point line. I think team-wide, they're shooting 30% over the last month from three. So they're struggling from three, and that's led to them, you know, not having as much confidence.
And this is why Jason Kidd really never encouraged them to shoot a bunch of threes, because this is kind of what Jason Kidd saw when he was a coach.
Yeah, and that was always his argument, was that, you know, we can't shoot threes if we don't have three-point shooters.
Yep.
And, you know, I think where it is interesting is that, you know, those Rockets teams of the last couple of years, they haven't been particularly good at shooting the three, but it's their system that we're going to shoot a lot of threes, we're going to stretch people out, and this is going to kind of be how we do things. And, you know, I think if you are the Bucks and that is kind of what your goal is, that, hey, we're going to shoot threes around Giannis and make you make that decision every night, well, then you have to do that. And they've been great offensively this month, but in the first seven games here in January, I think their three-point attempts are down about 10 or so from the start of the year. So I think to me it's just kind of having the confidence in the system and continuing to play that way. But offensively, I mean, they just put up numbers. they're super talented offensively. To me, the big thing is just, you know, kind of getting – I think it was, okay, we're the let-it-fly team the first month, and then you go through a big slump, and everyone was trying to get their confidence back. Middleton was going to the rack more, shooting mid-rangers more. Same thing with Bledsoe, same thing with a lot of these guys. And now it's okay, you went through your adjustment, you had your slump, now get back to what you were doing.
Hey, we're going to talk about tonight on the post-game show after this Bucks Heat game, talk a little bit about the game, obviously, but also going to talk about the piece that Frank Isola wrote for The Athletic on Mark Lazary and spending a couple of days with Mark Lazary. So we'll talk about that tonight. Great piece at The Athletic if you want to check that out, a colleague of Eric Names. Bonzi Colson. To see him at the NBA level?
None. I think there's always the dream of the two-way guy. Obviously, there's been two-way guys and guys from the G League that kind of come through and make things happen. And, you know, I think that's always the dream that everyone is after. But, you know, a 6'5 former center, and again, like I understand he was an All-American, a preseason All-American one of those years, at Notre Dame, but you know, a 6'5", 6'6" wing, like you got to be doing a lot of projecting and hoping that he can defend at a certain level, that he can move his feet at a certain level, that he can hit threes at a certain level. And he's done some of those things in the G League. And you know, I'm a big believer in, I don't necessarily care if you're putting up 30 in the G League. I care if you can do role player type things. And I think there is some potential for him to do role player type things. I just think on this Bucks team, it's going to be really hard to crack that wing rotation because, I mean, I get tweets every other day about where's Pat Connaughton. And it's like, well, Sterling Brown's playing better. And I don't know, like Tony Snell's been consistent the whole year. And Chris Middleton mops up a bunch of those minutes. And Malcolm Brogdon has been great this whole season. So there's not minutes there for guys on the wing. So I don't expect to see a ton of him. Obviously, you know, there might be nights where he's going to be in uniform and around the team. But, I mean, I just think this team has enough depth that this isn't like last year where you needed those two-way guys to actually give you rotation minutes. With the lack of injuries they've had thus far and with the depth that they have, I don't see a ton of minutes for him at the NBA level.
Eric Name writes for The Athletic. You follow him at Eric Name, N-E-H-M, on Twitter. Eric, what do you got working on at The Athletic?
Working on the bench mob and talking about them a little bit. And then next week I will have a trade deadline primer coming up for everyone because that'll be 2 weeks away at the start of next week.
Wow, can't wait, man. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you so much.
There's Eric Name on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start a renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935. Not that long, but Pella Windows and Doors have been in business a long time.
No, they have, and my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors, Gina Della, it's absolutely incredible what they do. Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there, folks. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payment till June of 2020. Experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team. All they're there to is help the job run smoothly. And don't worry about the cold, guys. The Pella teams installs year-round, right? They'll install right now. So call them up at 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PellaWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payments for 18 months. And tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors that Gary and Leroy sent you. I will tell you this. They just came out to my house last week. And it was a seamless transition to put in some new doors for me. I mean, they were there about, I don't know, maybe about a half hour.
Wow.
At most. And then came back and did a recheck, remeasured again. They want to make sure they got everything great. And that one took us about another 15 minutes. So the guys are good, accurate in what they do, and they take your time in consideration.
We got Brian Kenny coming up in about 30 minutes, joining us from the MLB Network. He comes on at about 4:35, talks some Kyler Murray football. Baseball. Which would you do? Which would you want your kid to do next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.